Hey, Northern Michigan, it's Job from the Grilling Guys, and I got a special treat for you this week. I've got Chaz Thompson, who's not only the brewer for Schmoe's Brewery, sitting in with me, but he's also on the USA ice fishing team. And this guy's got some tips and techniques for you that you are not going to want to miss if you're an ice fisherman or an ice fishing lady. Chaz, I'm just going to turn this over to you, brother. Tell us a little bit about the USA ice fishing, but then a couple tips and techniques.
USA ice fishing is the national team. It is a event. Well, it's a team you got to try out for. You got to be good to get on the team.
Right.
So we try out in Rhinelander, Wisconsin every year in March. There's information on the website, usaiceteam.org, and you can find out how to sign up to come and try out if you think you got the stuff. But these guys do drilling contests, 25 holes, and usually 30, 36 inches of ice. And you got to draw in rapid succession. The first one to drill 25 holes gets the points.
Wow.
It is a drilling contest. There's sprints, learning how to move quickly on the ice because we're in a timed event when we're in Europe. So you need to be able to move from place to place. If you're not catching fish, you got to pick up all your gear and move. There's also some etiquette things to it. Number one, we don't use electronics. We don't use power anything. And you have to park your auger. Now, when I say park your auger, I recommend this to anybody out there. Drill half a hole.
Right.
And have your auger standing up. Otherwise, it's a trip hazard. You're going to catch things on it.
Cut your line.
Yeah, now you got the blades down in the ice where they're safe. They're not going to freeze up. It's a lot safer out there if you park your auger.
So Chaz, you brought in this little, like, 7-8-inch fishing rod. Tell us about this, because you say you compete with these things. They're called a palm rod.
Yeah, we use palm rods, and if you look at the videos, you look on the site with our Facebook page and stuff, you'll see the guys using them. Basically, it's a hand-lining technique, but you're using this micro rod with a little bit of, like, X-ray film as a spring bobber. We're using 1 to 2 millimeter jigs on the end of this. And when you bait that, and you were asking me earlier, when you bait that, what do you use? Well, you use really small stuff. In Europe, we're using bloodworms. Here, when we bust into the palm rods, it's because we went down in bait size to try and get the fish biting. If they're not biting, go down in size of your jig. As you go down in size of your jig, you got to go down in size of the bait. Whether you're using plastic or live bait, go down. If you put too much, you know, you remember when you were a kid and you threaded that whole crawler on that little tiny thing and the gills just ripped the worm off?
Right.
Same thing's going to happen.
Right.
You have to have hook to bait size ratio and be appropriate with the size. Don't put a giant waxy on a number 16 hook.
Makes sense.
They're just going to rip the bait and be gone.
Right. Never get a hook close to them.
We got to get the hook in their mouth. So appropriately size them so that they are companions in that.
So one last question. As you're sitting there and the fish aren't biting, you're using electronics here probably. And if you're not seeing anything, how long do you usually wait when there's nothing on your graph before you pick up and move? Just your personal rule of thumb.
Timed event, I'm there for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
If I'm not, I might give it 10. Then I'm going to pick up and I'm moving. Now, I use the hopper bucket, and you guys have seen my hopper bucket.
Yep. You made me one, man. Yeah.
Drill in one hand, bucket with electronics on it in the other. And we're just drill and scan.
Till you find the fish.
Till you find the fish. Move.
Chaz, good luck to you in the national competition, international competition. Thanks for sharing with our listeners.